It's Here and Now. Wedding season is approaching, arrangements well underway for the 2.25 million weddings planned every year. But what happens to the 250,000 that get canceled? Yes, not to frighten probably already nervous young couples, but weddings do get canceled. At an average investment of $27,000 for the venue, caterers, photographers, DJs, the dress. Well, after the tissues, you might want to become part of a new experiment. The Charlottesville, Virginia-based website bridalbrokerage.com. They want to buy and sell canceled weddings. And joining us is Marketing Director Jeff Schmidt. Jeff, who thought of this and why?
Our founder, Lauren Byrne, came up with the idea while she was on a walk with one of her friends who had been in this destination wedding in St. John's that ended up being called off. And the friend was talking about how she had spent all the money on the dress and the hotel and the plane ticket and said to Lauren, you know, why can't one of our friends just buy this and use it for themselves? Mm-hmm. And that's really where the light bulb clicked.
Yeah. And also you were, or she was, young people are aware of people who maybe were thinking of canceling their wedding, but all that money invested is something that stops them.
Absolutely. Lauren's actually had a friend who has mentioned that if she knew this bridal brokerage had existed where her family could have received money back for the payments that they had already made on their wedding, she wouldn't have gone through with it. And unfortunately, that friend is no longer married. And really, that's why we're out there. Because we never want someone to walk down the aisle just because dad's put $30,000 down.
Yeah, or this friend did get divorced 3 years later. Okay, but how does it work? People have very specific things when they have a wedding. It's in their town sometimes. So how do you set this up?
We have a buyer database of over 2,000 people looking to buy a full wedding package. Mm-hmm. So anytime that there's a cancellation, we get notified by usually the family of the canceled bride. And we reach out to our buyers to say, we have these wonderfully discounted weddings at a fraction of the price, and is anyone interested?
So somebody may decide that they're interested, but then how does it work? And now get into the details. Is this the full cost of a wedding at this point? I mean, if you cancel a wedding, what do you stand to lose? Just your deposit or the whole cost? And then how much of this does a buyer take up? Can a seller get rid of all their investment in a wedding or maybe just some?
So right now, if you cancel a wedding, most people are out their entire deposit amount, and some actually still owe money. They're still on the hook for the amount that would have been paid to the venue. So for a $10,000 deposit, folks may have been walking away from that previously. Now we might be able to get them as much as $5,000 or $6,000 back of that existing deposit.
In other words, the seller might get something, maybe not the whole cost of the wedding, but they'll get something back. The buyer gets a deal.
That's exactly right. And the venue gets the remaining balance on that contract.
Yeah. And we understand this is very new, a new idea. You've got 2,000 people who are in the market. They want to buy a wedding package. But you're closing in on your first deal. Can you give us just a tiny sense of what that is?
Sure. We currently have 6 weddings that are available. We have weddings in Virginia, Maryland, California, Minneapolis, and Philadelphia, and even Cincinnati.
Okay, well, give us a little more of a sense. Let's say, you know, somebody might be listening in Detroit and thinking, I've always liked Philadelphia. What's the Philadelphia wedding like?
The Philadelphia wedding is on August 24th at the Hilton on City Avenue. It's a gorgeous venue, and we've had a seller who has asked for us to try and resell it.
Look, it could be a wonderful thing to help 2 couples out, but it's also very sad. I mean, there's been a failure here on some level.
There has. It's a really tough business to be in because, of course, when you're on the customer service side, you're often working with individuals who have just made a very, very difficult decision. And the reason why we wanted to get into the business was because we never wanted finances to be more of a stress than they needed to during such an emotional time. And really just trying to make the wedding industry more affordable. I mean, $27,000 buys a semester at a wonderful institution of higher education these days, and that's the average wedding price for one day. we think that we can bring that price down and help a lot of families out in the process.
I'm thinking that if you take out the sadness that this, you know, somebody's failure is going to be someone else's success, this could be a lifesaver for people who don't want to plan their own weddings.
We launched thinking that we were going to really appeal to military deployments and maybe pregnancies or elopers or folks that needed to get married on a timeline. And what we found is that people really not only want the deals, but they don't want to go through the hassle of planning a wedding. And when we're able to present on a literally silver platter an entire presentation, an entire wedding package, it's a really compelling offer.
Yeah. That's Jeff Smith, Marketing Director for BridalBrokerage.com, a new idea to take canceled weddings and turn them around and resell them to other couples. Jeff, we'll link everybody up to your information at hereandnow.org. Thanks.
Thank you.